WCHV time is 8:15. Time to go on point with Mac McDonald. Good morning, Brother Mac. How are you doing, sir?
Joe, I'm doing good. And by the way, my first email to you didn't go through. I think I just sent it and it looked like it went through.
Ah, okay.
So
well,
I got a couple of practice bites.
I will get on that post-toasties.
I know, sorry. I will take my time because I wanted to tell the Braxton Key story, which he talked about last night in the postgame, and it was really good. Presented by Batteries Plus next to the Cavalier Diner on Emmett Street. Log on to thebatteriesplus.com and trust the plus for all your battery needs. It was a stat line that irritated Braxton Key like a hangnail. Better yet, trying to learn the game with a cast on his wrist, well, that didn't go too well either. A week ago, Sunday, the Alabama transfer and now Virginia team leader, Braxton Key, put up 16 shots against Wake Forest. He made two. He was 0 for 4 from 3. And all that mess came in 42 minutes. Like a golfer posting a career-high round, Braxton couldn't stand it. So as the team was landing from Winston-Salem and boarding the bus from the airport, he texted his girlfriend and told her, "Dinner is going to have to wait. Meet me at the gym." He needed a rebounder. Late into the 90-minute session, Key's girlfriend was becoming impatient. But Braxton told her, "Hey, when I get this right, we will be done."
When I was shooting, put my headphones on, had my girlfriend rebound for me, and I was just shooting. So, and she was rebounding for me. She's like, how much longer? And I was like, until I can make enough. So I'm not worried about stats or what my percentages are or anything like that. I mean, I know I can shoot the ball. I know I'm capable. I mean, just taking it one day at a time.
Golfers go to the practice range to get things right when they don't have a good day. Well, basketball players go to the gym. And late on that Sunday, with no supervision, Key kept firing. Something clicked. The following Tuesday against Florida State, Braxton scored 13, pulled down 9 boards in 37 minutes, and delivered 4 clutch free throws in the final 3. It turned into an upset, and Braxton was beginning to feel it again. A 7-day stretch of practice, plenty of defense, shooting drills. Coach Bennett's practice days have a tendency to pay off, and they did for Braxton. With only 8 made threes on the year before last night, and Clemson making a push with an 18-5 run, Key and the Cavs solved the Tigers' matchup zone. You got to shoot from the outside. Braxton hit 2 threes, then a jumper in the lane, and a couple of free throws to stop the Clemson comeback. With a couple of smiles and the sound of hard work does pay off in his voice, the Virginia senior told the notebooks that when the leadership changed after Ty Guy and DeAndre left, he felt there was a standard he needed to uphold wearing the orange and blue.
Jack, Dre, Kyle, Ty, just to see how they left it. I mean, they left it with very high standard, and I'm just trying to keep it up to where they left it and go from there.
For this team with 9 games left, Joe, in the regular season, Braxton Key is going to be certainly needed and a key, you know, not to use a pun, but he is going to be a key. As long as his girlfriend is patient now, understanding, there are going to be nights that he might be a little late getting home from the office, which yeah. We all do. You know?
I know. That's why you need
to push the relationship.
That's right. That's why it's called a relationship.
Exactly. So you got to meet. You got to meet me both ways, and I'm sure Braxton's adding a couple of roses in that little bouquet, which is coming up in a week or so. So, yeah, all right, buddy. Hey, have a good Thursday. We get ready for the weekend. Big basketball weekend, too, as we look at things. So we will touch base with you tomorrow morning, bright and early. I promise.
We will be here, Mac. Thank you, sir. WCHV time is 8:19. What's in?